bags. Why does he always hold? Never put down his bag. Why?
Why couldn't you say so before? Why he doesn't make himself comfortable? Let's try and get it clear. Has he not the right to? Certainly he has. It follows that he doesn't want to. There's reasoning for you. And why doesn't he want to? Gentlemen, the reason is this.
Make a note of this.
He wants to impress me so that I'll keep him.
What?
Perhaps I haven't got it quite right. He wants to mollify me so that I'll give up the idea of parting with him. No, that's not exactly it either.
You want to get rid of him?
He wants to cod me, but he won't.
You want to get rid of him?
He imagines that when I see how well he carries, I'll be tempted to keep him on in that capacity.
You've had enough of him.
In reality, he carries like a pig. It's not his job.
You want to get rid of him?
He imagines that when I see him indefatigable, I'll regret my decision. Such is his miserable scheme, as though I were short of slaves. Look at him. Atlas, son of Jupiter. Well, that's that, I think. Anything else?
You want to get rid of him?
Remark that I might just as well have been in his shoes and he in mine if chance had not willed otherwise. To each one his due.
You want to get rid of him?
I beg your pardon?
You want to get rid of him?
I do. But instead of driving him away as I might have done, I mean, instead of simply kicking him out on his arse, in the goodness of my heart, I am bringing him to the fair, where I hope to get a good price for him. The truth is, you can't drive such creatures away. The best thing would be to kill them.
He's crying.
Old dogs have more dignity. Comfort him, since you pity him. Come on, wipe away his tears. He'll feel less forsaken.
I'll do it.
Make haste before he stops.
I'll do it.
Oh, the swine! He's crippled me.
I told you he didn't like strangers.
Sure. He's bleeding.
It's a good sign.
I'll never walk again.
I'll carry you, if necessary.
He stopped crying. You have replaced him, as it were. The tears of the world are a constant quantity. For each one who begins to weep, somewhere else another stops. The same is true of the laugh. Let us not then speak ill of our generation. It is not any unhappier than its predecessors. Let us not speak well of it either. Let us not speak of it at all. It is true the population has increased.
Try and walk.
Guess who taught me all these beautiful things? My Lucky.
Will night never come?
But for him, all my thoughts, all my feelings would have been of common things. Professional worries. Beauty, grace, truth of the first water, I knew they were all beyond me. So I took a canoe.
A canoe?
That was nearly 60 years ago. Yes, nearly 60. You wouldn't think it to look at me, would you? Compared to him, I look like a young man. No? Hat.
Lucky puts down the basket and the bags and takes off his hat. His long white hair falls about his face. He puts his hat under his arm and picks up the basket.
Now look.
Potso takes off his hat. He is completely bald. He puts on his hat again.
Did you see?
And now you turn him away. Such an old and faithful servant.
Swine.
After having sucked all the good out of him, you chuck him away like a banana skin. Really.
I can't bear it any longer. The way he goes on. You've no idea, it's terrible. He must go. I'm going mad. I can't bear it any longer.
He can't bear it.
Any longer?
He's going mad.
It's terrible.
How dare you? It's abominable, such a good master. Crucify him like that after so many years. Really?
He used to be so kind. So helpful and entertaining. My good angel, and now he's killing me.
Does he want to replace him?
What?
Does he want someone to take his place or not?
I don't think so.
What?
I don't know.
Ask him.
Gentlemen, I don't know what came over me. Forgive me. Forget all I said. I don't remember exactly what it was, but you may be sure there wasn't a word of truth in it. Do I look like a man that could be made to suffer? Frankly, what have I done with my pipe?
Charming evening we're having.
Unforgettable.
And it's not over.
Apparently not.
It's only beginning.
It's awful.
Worse than the pantomime.
The circus.
The music hall.
What the circus?
I have done with that briar.
He's a scream. He's lost his dudeen.
I'll be back.
End of the corridor, on the left.
Keep my seat.
I've lost my cap and Peterson.
It'll be the death of me.
You didn't, by any chance, see... Oh, he's gone. Without saying goodbye. How could he? He might have waited.
He'd have burst.
Oh. Oh, well, then, of course, in that case.
Come here.
What for?
You'll see...
You want me to get up?
Quick! Look.
Oh, I say.
Oh, it's all over.
He's not pleased.
You missed a treat, Dee Dee. Pity.
He subsides. Indeed, all subsides. A great calm descends. Listen. Pan sleeps.
Will night never come?
You don't feel like going until it does?
Well, you see...
Why, it's very natural. Very natural. I myself, in your situation, if I had an appointment with the Godot, anyhow, you see who I mean. I'd wait till it was black night before I gave up. I'd like very much to sit down, but I don't quite know how to go about it.
Could I be of any help?
If you ask me, perhaps.
What?
If you ask me to sit down.
Would that be a help?
I fancy so.
Here we go. Be seated, sir. I beg of you.
No, I wouldn't think of it. Ask me again.
Come. Take a seat. I beseech you. You'll get pneumonia.
You really think so?
Why, it's absolutely certain.
No doubt you are right. Done it again. Thank you, dear fellow. But I must really be getting along if I am to observe my schedule.
Time has stopped.
Don't you believe it, sir. Don't you believe it. Whatever you like, but not that.
Everything seems black to him today.
Except the firmament. But I see what it is. You are not from these parts. You don't know what our twilights can do. Shall I tell you? I can't refuse you. A little attention, if you please. What's the matter with this whip? worn out, this whip. What was I saying?
Let's go.
But take the weight off your feet, I implore you. You'll catch your death.
True. What is your name?
Adam.